It is, in my opinion, having the government experience on the in-house side is really, I think the company views it as a competitive advantage, because I have the ability to, you know, just given my experience, go in and interface with government, you know, lawyers, prosecutors, agents, investigators, and, you know, having sat on that side of the table for 20 years and only, you know, in my current role now for much, you know, considerably less period of time, I do think it takes the temperature down between, you know, the company and the government over whatever issue, you know, is under review at that point in time. So I do think it helps to have, you know, instead of going in, one of the downsides of my experience is I don't retain outside counsel. So for those of you who are in firms, you don't need to suck up to me too much. And, or buy me a drink after the reception later, because I don't hire outside counsel as much, because depending on what agency I'm dealing with, if I'm dealing with DOJ, you know, I feel comfortable in that realm, obviously. So, and I think, you know, the other thing is just a recognition, within the company. And so the value that the last value I'll talk about is, you know, I think senior executives at my company tend to be skeptical of the, you know, good faith actions of government enforcers, just because, you know, from where they sit and their lack of experience on the government side. And I think it's been valuable to educating our corporate executives that, hey, the government knows facts A, B, and C. You know, they don't know D, E, and F. And based on their limited knowledge of what the facts are in any given situation, –